Hey, this is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 53 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast.
And on this episode, I talked to Reed Guess from Guess Family Barbecue in Waco, Texas. Gonna really love this interview. It's so interesting to hear his background. He had a background in barbecue with his family, and then he went to culinary school, and then went to Austin to cut his chops in fine dining, and then worked at Lambert's Barbecue in downtown Austin. Then went on to open up his trailer in Waco, Texas, which is right across from the Silos, the whole Joanna Chip fixer-upper place. So that's an interesting story. He's super passionate, does everything from scratch, does everything himself. There's one thing he doesn't do himself, which is the sausage, but someone close to him does do the sausage. It's an interesting story. I'm not going to tell you. You'll hear it in the interview. I really think you'll enjoy this.
If you're liking these, please subscribe. That way you can get all the back episodes. I have a YouTube channel at youtube.com/kevinsbbqjoints. I also have a website at kevinsbbqjoints.com. But enjoy this. Well, good afternoon again.
How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks.
Are you guys open today?
We are not. We were actually here giving out turkeys that people pre-ordered. We sold like 35 turkeys this year.
Nice.
For Thanksgiving, kind of without advertising till the last minute. So we were just handing those out to people who had prepaid for turkey.
Nice. Do you guys cook turkey?
No, not on the menu.
Okay.
Not on the menu. I have a place on my menu for specials and turkeys, kind of, you know, when we feel like doing it. We'll put some turkey breast on the menu, but we definitely had it before and we'll have it again, but not something we do on the regular.
Gotcha. Yeah. It seems like definitely seems like that time of year for barbecue joints is to have turkey, and it's it makes it a lot easier for a lot of people.
It does. It does. Our chicken's so good though. I just feel like, you know, that's what you're looking for. Then maybe chicken will work.
Could someone have ordered a large, like a chicken if they wanted to, would you have cooked it?
Sure. Yeah. Well, you know, once the pit's going, it's like, you know, we'll kind of do whatever.
That's true. Well, I wanted to get your background. I wanted to find out. I know that you worked at Lambert's, but I wanted to. What's your background? Were you in the restaurant business before?
I was. I grew up in Jayton, Texas, which is a really small town where, you know, there wasn't an actual catering business or anything like that. So my dad, being the town kind of welder, was the guy who was able to build pits, and so he ended up being also the guy who could do big banquets or weddings or golf tournaments or whatever. So we ended up being kind of the unofficial catering business of my small town. So I grew up doing that. Then I went to culinary school in 2002, and that was in Minneapolis, which was great. I loved it up there, but I came back to Texas as soon as I could. The weather was just unbearable, man. It's just really awful. But it was a great place, and I had a great time. So after culinary school, I moved back to Austin, and that's where I kind of, you know, did the fine dining, you know, circuit, if you will.
Okay.
I cooked all around town, just trying to hone skills and trying to get, you know, that super fancy restaurant that every chef dreams of. And then one day it just kind of hit me that I might be better off in a smaller town like Waco making barbecue at a normal rate, not just trying to pump out volume. So.
Were you a big fan of barbecue before? Or, like, you're from Texas, so you know barbecue.
I am, and that's what, you know, like I said, for all those catering events that my dad and I did, that's all we ever served was barbecue, because that's what we, you know, were able to cook, because that's what we knew, first of all, and we had the ability to build those big pits. So, yeah, I've always been into barbecue, and a little bit by going to culinary school and moving to Austin for the fine dining scene, I a little bit was trying to get away from it. And then a little bit, it came back in and found me again and, you know, just really took over again. And I had a huge passion again for it.
What was it like working at Lambert's?
Lambert's was great, man. I'll always cherish the time I had there. I spent 7 years there. Those two guys, Larry McGuire and Tommy Mormon, are just uber successful in Austin. And I was really lucky to be able to watch them grow from one restaurant into, I think they have 9 now.
They have 9? Oh my gosh.
They do. They have Perla's Oyster Bar. They have Clark's. They have June's All Day now is their newest one. They have Elizabeth Street. They just opened an Airstream kind of food truck called Pool Burger that's just doing insane numbers for a food truck.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they're really, really popular in town, and I was really lucky to be able to, you know, be high enough up on their hierarchy to kind of, you know, see what was happening as this restaurant group was blooming and was feeding a town that was also blooming. You know, this,
that's,
you know,
true.
Austin went crazy and they grew with it, and I was able to watch it, and, you know, I'm very fortunate to have that experience because Waco's going through a huge growth right now, and, you know, it's I'm not going to say it's easy, but it's almost like I've done it before.
Uh-huh.
When I say, you know, when I see things happening, I'm like, look, we need to be here now at this place. It's because I've seen this whole thing happen before. And so, yeah, it's a little bit of deja vu, but it's also, you know, nice to be up on the game.
So when did you open up your trailer?
We opened in January of this year. So this, you know, coming up in a couple months, we'll have our 1 year anniversary.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. We spent about 6 months at a brewery, open on Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
11 till we sell out. It's always been our hours. But we were open Friday, Saturday at this brewery in town. It's the only brewery in town. Did really well there and just kind of outgrew that space and needed to move. So we ended up right across the street from the Silos.
I was gonna ask, you know, I can't not talk to you and wonder about that whole situation there with the Silos.
Yeah, it's a crazy phenomenon, and we really enjoy being a part of it. We are not inside, but right across the street.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, they have a crazy amount of people that go there every day, and you know, we're real lucky to be able to put ourselves right here, kind of in the path of people.
Yeah, being right across the street. That's insane.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff for the wives over there. The uh-huh. husbands tend to always smell out the smoke and find us somehow. So, you know, we've been lucky to be able to be so close, you know.
Yeah, you're blessed to be like, that's like a perfect location.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
it's something to do.
And what was Waco like when you first, like, how has it changed? Are there any other barbecue? There's a couple barbecue joints, right, in Waco, right?
There are a couple barbecue places in Waco, and the thing is, they've all been here for years and years and years.
That's
and people are very loyal to them.
What do they think of you coming to town? Is that
I'm not sure if I've broken into that crowd yet. to the very loyal, you know, Uncle Dan's and DeMario fans. I'm not sure if I've broken through to them yet. But I know that the younger crowd that's kind of downtown, the people that are kind of making stuff happen here in Waco, really into it. And they're, you know, I get a lot of it's, and it means so much to me. But I get a lot of people that thank me for for coming.
That's so nice.
Yeah, and giving them a craft barbecue, if you will, kind of place to come to where someone's really taking care of every brisket and, you know, really getting into all of it. All the way, instead of worrying about volume and money and stuff like that. So
for sure. What was it like that first week that you opened?
The first week was crazy because I have a lot of friends. Everyone I know, I think, came on that first day. I don't know that we've matched sales from that first day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was crazy. It was a little bit of, you know, I'll pay for 20 and 20 bucks worth of barbecue and here's 100, you know. It was one of those kind of things, and it was, you know, it meant so much to me that all my friends from Austin came, the whole Lambert's crew came down, and they were here.
That's cool.
Yeah, they were all here, and it was really cold, so but we had a super long line and we sold out in about an hour and a half, and you know, it was a crazy day, you know. And then the next week we were really busy, and then it kind of, I won't say it dropped, but it went off, you know, from everyone I knew, everyone in line, to now I'm serving real customers that don't know, and they're taking that time to stop at a food truck that they don't know is going to be good and spend the money. And so, you know, it began to really feel real at that point. It wasn't just like I was throwing a barbecue for my friends. So about 3 or 4 weeks in, it started to feel
real, yeah.
and it was the first time, you know, I think it was 4 weeks in where the first day that I didn't sell every single bite. And I was just like, oh no, you know, all I did was prepare to sell out every day. Well, uh-huh. You know, what do we do now? But we figured it out, and, you know, working with our pars and just figuring out kind of what we needed to make. And we backed up a lot and just started making just what we needed. In fact, I stopped using a pit for a while.
Oh, really?
And then, slowly, actually not so slowly, because it hasn't even been a year, but it felt slow to me, but we started getting more customers and more customers and more customers. And then was March, and March was when Daniel Vaughn came by. And, you know, Daniel gave us just an amazing review and a great rating. And he put us up on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram a few times, actually, within a couple weeks. And that's when the line really started to grow. And that's when the other smoker came back into play. And, you know, ever since then, we've just been, as busy as we can be.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the power of Texas Monthly. It seems like when Daniel stops by, it's unreal. And I don't think people realize how crazy it is.
People don't realize it. And the thing is, there are three or four, maybe five other people in Texas, none with the kind of gravity of the Texas Monthly nod. But, you know, for instance, 2 days ago, Jess Prowles put us on her social media, and, you know, we gained 20 followers and we've had tons of calls. And, you know, it's like every single time something like that happens, we get a ton of business, or, you know, at least a ton of interest.
And that's all you can ask for is being on people's radar.
Exactly.
Give you a chance.
And it's hard, you know, with that top 50 list coming out right after we opened, and we weren't on it because, you know, we opened early, and, you know, I like to think that maybe we would have made it. I'm kind of glad we didn't.
From what I hear, I think you would have made it.
Well, I'm happy to hear that, and I'm really gunning for it next time. And I don't really think about anything else except that. It's crazy, and my business partner thinks I'm crazy, but I really did build this barbecue place just because I wanted to be on that list. And I know that I can make the barbecue that I need to make to be on it. So it's crazy to have this list and this guy, Daniel Vaughn, kind of in the back. Like, with every decision I make, there's, well, what's he going to think? What's he going to say? What if I put this on the menu? Is he going to see it? You know, it's a weird kind of day that we're living in with this Instagram stuff. It's crazy because you never know who's going to come by, and you never know. That's one thing, not knowing who's going to come by that day. But when you open and then, you know, hundreds of thousands of people, I think Daniel Vaughn has, you know, 70,000, I don't know how many, a ton of followers. So if he puts something up, or Robert Lerma takes my picture or whatever, like, it's a big deal. And you have to make sure that your product is perfect every time.
So maybe that's what it is making sure that, you know, people do, like, every day come to play and work hard. And not that you wouldn't anyways, but I think that definitely keeps people on their toes.
That's true. I know that in between hitting the snooze button on going to check the fire, because I sleep 50 feet from the fire, hitting that snooze button a couple times in between hitting it, I've thought of Daniel Vaughn. And that's what gets me up. It's like, yeah, I could let that fire go about 10 more minutes, but it's not going to be perfect. So I'm going to get up right now and make sure. Because what if he comes by? He goes off. He lives in Dallas. I'm right in his path. And that's, you know, I'm not going to say that wasn't on purpose. So, you know, it's what gets me up.
How far would you say you are from Austin, and how far from Dallas? Just so people
We're an
know.
Hour and a half.
Hour and a half each way? Place. Oh, that's perfect. That's fantastic. Yeah. What are your hours?
We're open 11 till we sell out, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
And then are you serving the same meats that you were serving when you opened?
We are. So, we have the same five basic meats that are on our menu every time, which is brisket, pork ribs, spare ribs, chicken. We make our own sausage, and pulled pork. We have those five meats all the time. And then I'll do specials. I'll do beef ribs, beef cheeks, turkey, which we were talking about earlier. You know, I'm kind of open to whatever. Just kind of try to keep it fresh. You know, we have a lot of regulars that come by, and I like to kind of treat them to something new every once in a while, because it is a very, very basic menu. You know, we have five meats, four sides, one sauce. That's all. There's no trickery, no crazy things coming out. I mean, we do one thing and do it well, and that's kind of our mantra. You know, we don't have crazy items on our menu for a reason. We don't have sandwiches, you know, for a reason, because we want to just concentrate on the menu, make sure the meat that we sell by the pound is perfect
perfect for Daniel.
And, you know, and I do literally every bit of the cooking I do myself.
I didn't know that. I was gonna ask you.
Yeah, I have a staff that's, I mean, I have a business partner that, you know, because we have another truck too called Coco Ramen. We're doing Waco's only ramen.
Okay, cool. I didn't know that.
So I have a business partner and we have a staff over there. But as far as this trailer goes, it's me and this lady named Tammy. And Tammy, you know, helps me once I make the sauce. She puts into little cups for to-goes. She'll cut cabbage and do stuff like that. But when it comes to recipes, when it comes to making the food, I make all of it. I mean, no one's lifted the lid on a smoker other than me and the whole time we've been open.
And that's, you know, nice. So. That's nice to know because that's quality control. That's all you.
That's right. That's right.
Are you making the sausage too yourself?
So interesting story. I was at the beginning, and we still are making it in-house. But at the beginning when I opened, I had this kid who's in my family. His name's Aaron. He's 16 years old. He, you know, never really into anything, but he wanted to be into this, and he wanted to make food. So when we started the food trailer, I took him on as like apprentice kind of, you know, we'll pay a little bit, not hourly or whatever, and you just kind of learn. You know, you're going to get apprentice wage, and you're going to learn. He's going to clean. So very quickly, we got very busy, right? So he went from learning the basics of kitchen knowledge, how to wash dishes, you know, how to do that stuff. He went straight from that to, all right, man, we're going to make sausage today, and I need you to pay attention because I need you to make all of it from now on.
Oh, that's great.
So that was in, I guess, April or May. And in May, he got out of school, obviously, into May for the summer, and he had no plans at all. And I put him through pretty intense sausage boot camp, and we came out of it with only one recipe.
Okay.
But it's our recipe, and it's a good one. And so he shows up, grabs the product he needs from me, goes to our commissary kitchen and makes sausage and brings it back, and I smoke it.
That is super cool. He's 16 years old, so he's going to be staying on?
He is, yeah. He's so into it, and he's really into it.
That's awesome. What a great...
Too. We let him work half the time at the ramen truck. He's really into that because it's kind of fast-paced, kind of kitchen-style stuff. And he actually bought this headband from Japan, and he wears it every day of his life. It's really funny. He just wears it all the time. I saw him out at dinner at a restaurant the other day, and he just sitting at a restaurant.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, so he's really into that side of things, but he's also still producing really, really good sausage.
That's such a cool thing. I wish I had that when I was a kid.
I know, me too.
That's awesome. What should people know about Guest Family Barbecue? What else should they know? Is there anything else it seems very, what you're doing is it sounds simple, but it's not. It's complex, but you're trying to stay bare bones. And
yeah, that's right. I mean, I think what we just talked about, I would love, you know, if more people knew that, like, I literally make every bite of food that comes out of here. And I know that's going to change one day. We're going to get too busy and I'm going to have to let that go. But, you know, I would love for people to know that. I'd love for people to just know that we're here.
Mm-hmm.
Just know that, you know, there is this top 50 list, but there are a whole lot of other people making really good barbecue around that aren't necessarily on that list. I don't have Yeti stickers to give out, but, you know.
Well, that's why I wanted to reach out to you because I'd been hearing stuff. I had heard that you're doing such a great job, and I knew deep down I wanted to talk to you because, you know, there are people, you know, going to all, like, to Truth or to La Barbecue and which are fantastic spots, but there's also off the beaten paths, and that's what I think that's what makes Texas so special, is that it's all spread out.
It is all spread out, and everyone kind of has their own way of doing things. You know, you bring up Truth, that's one of my favorite places on the planet to eat, you know. I love that place, and what they do is not different than what I do, but I love eating there because someone else did it. So it tastes a little different.
Yeah, it does.
The oak there tastes different than my oak. So, you know, it's fun to go to those places, but I will tell you, my barbecue passport has zero stickers because we're open every weekend, which is when everyone's eating barbecue. So it's really hard for me to get out to eat to those places, but I do definitely take every chance I can. You know, if I'm ever in Austin, I will go get, you know, Micklethwaite instead of Franklin because it's easier to get. Only because
it's fancy and it's so good. It's so amazing.
So good, so good. I ate there a ton when I was in Austin. Valentina's, so happy that they're on the list because they used to be two blocks from my house, and I remember walking up there and just getting a taco, no line, you know, and I remember saying, like, one day these guys are going to make it. They're going to be the ones with Mesquite. Uh-huh. They'll be the one because Miguel does great work there, and, you know.
And it's so it was crazy. And it's a unique spin. It's a nice – it's not just your average barbecue joint.
Right, right. No, they have a great menu. And the way they set it up with the Tex on one side and the Mex on the other, it's a great way to do smart. two preparations with one product. It's really smart, and it's really – you know, thoughtful food, and it's great. And I watched them, you know, get the Texas Monthly nod and what happened then, and then when they got on the list and what happened then, and you know, it was fun to watch, and it was cool to watch. I mean, Miguel took it all really well, and is still putting out really good food.
So now when people are traveling out to the silos, they should definitely stop by your place. That's what they should do. You should actually be like an important stop instead of like going out to see the actual. Because don't people go on tours to see the homes that they've done?
They do. Interesting about that. That tour actually stops here.
Oh, it does. Oh, that's cool. That's
yeah,
fantastic.
Yeah. We of course won their owner and their drivers over with Brisket. Kind of how we've gotten everything we've gotten so far. You know, this trailer. Our space here that we occupy right across the street for a very good price. We get everything at a very good price because we take brisket everywhere we go.
That's a smart tactic.
Yeah, anytime there's a business meeting to be had, better bet we're showing up with brisket. So, yeah, we're fortunate, like I said, to be this close to the silos and then to do. You know, not a lot of people know because we can't tell a ton of people, but we do a lot of their catering for Chip and Joanna because, you know, I've actually heard stories of previous trucks that did their catering, letting it out of the bag, and then people are actually kind of trying to follow them to the job site that they were at. So we got to keep it quiet. But we do a lot of their catering, and, you know, they bring a ton of tourists to Waco, and you know, we're happy to have a piece of that, and we're even happier that it's kind of intermingled with the locals. Mm-hmm. Because we have so many locals that come here very regularly. They all came from the brewery, you know, they all came over to
That's
downtown.
Awesome.
Yeah, so it's great to kind of have the place that mixes the locals and the tourists, because that doesn't really exist here, I don't think.
No, it doesn't, and now it's there. It's would you say that how many people are coming into Waco every weekend? Because are there like hundreds of
people? I've heard Gene, my business partner, say, what's the number all year? 2.5 million last year came to the silos.
Wow.
Just to the silos.
Yeah.
So,
well, someone like, you know, even like my mom wants to go to Waco just because of that. Like, and she's like from Los Angeles.
yeah. Everyone wants to go. It's a great, you know, great family, great show, great product they have. Everything is,
yeah, they've done a smart job.
And, you know, they're super nice, and they've had us out for caterings and stuff, and we, you know, we're able to be right here next to it and kind of be the other thing, you know. Yeah. I mean,
that's important.
Right. If anything, Waco needed something else, because
for sure.
The silos are really cool, but can you go to a city just for one thing, you know?
I can.
So I know there are other things in this town that people need to see. The Dr. Pepper Museum is one block away, which is really cool.
Huh.
There are a ton of things that people need to see in town, but, you know, we definitely wanted to slide in there and try to be, you know, the other thing that people come.
And what time are you usually selling out, Dran? Like on a busy day?
So I'm filling up both smokers right now, and we're selling out around 1:30 or 2.
Okay. Not bad.
And opening at 11, so yeah, a couple hours. Pre-order is getting to be a pretty big deal nowadays.
Okay.
Which is great. You know, I think Saturday, which was the last time we were open, we had sold about 40% of the meat that we had made just in pre-sale.
Now, is that done online, or do they call you?
We're working on doing the online thing. We just got the Square store set up. And so we're working on that, but right now it's just kind of you know, through either Facebook Messenger or calling us directly. We have a website that's up, and so, you know, you can get the number on there to call and to do pre-order.
Nice. That way, it's they secure some meat before
right.
Coming into town, or if just coming into the area.
Yeah, that's another thing. You know, you don't want to come all the way out here and then we're sold out. And it happens to people, and I feel so bad, you know, when someone drives all the way.
No, it's not fun at all.
Texas barbecue, you know, you got to get there at 11.
Yeah, well, that's what I try to tell people is if they're going, like, say they're going up to Tyler's barbecue or they're going somewhere, to make sure that they call ahead because you guys will accommodate if you can.
Sure, sure. No, I'm happy to sell any meat to anyone who calls and, you know.
Because you know they're making the trip, so.
Yeah, if they're going to make the trip, I'm happy to do it. And, you know, I've even had, there are barbecue, two or three barbecue kind of tours that come through here, like guys that do it all the time. And because there's no one else here for them to stop for, they're always happy to make a stop in Waco. You know, it's always been a minute since they got out of the car or whatever. It's it's like a, you know, it's by itself without being totally away from everything. Like, you know, like you're saying, like Tyler's or Evie Mae's. True. I can't even imagine being up there in Lubbock trying to, or Wolfert, maybe, not even Lubbock, but trying to get people to come out. It's got to be weird. And you know, even being here right between Dallas and Austin, I do look forward to Saturday because Saturday is the day, not to put my locals down or my tourists down, but Saturday is the day that I get people that are coming here to eat barbecue because they heard about our spot or because they saw a picture or whatever. And that, you know, people that eat barbecue all the time, they're fun to have here.
Oh, yeah.
Know, because they haven't been here before. Waco has never seen that before. So, you know, that's, it's always more fun to, you know, kind of have, not even more fun, but it's always very rewarding for me, for people who have had a lot of barbecue to come here. And especially when it's like, oh, we just left Franklin and then we drove to Louis Mueller's and now we're here. And how do you be that?
No, that's the...
by that day, you better be on point, you know what I'm saying? And so Saturday's always kind of my favorite day just because of who comes here. And it's, you know, but, you know, Thursday, Friday, we have our locals, which come every week. So it's also very,
and that's
very
important. And you want to be able to serve them. That's also fun to serve the barbecue, the barbecue fanatics or the diehards, which is really cool.
Yeah, totally.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I'm glad that, thanks for hanging in there today to reconnect.
Sure. No problem.
And I'm glad we finally got a chance to talk, and I have to stop. And I think that's actually like a nice route, like coming down. If you fly into Dallas and you hit a bunch of places in Dallas, come down through Waco and then go into, that could be I want to do the Houston tour too, but I haven't.
Yeah, there's so many great places in Houston now. It's almost a, you know, it is a tour in itself because Houston's so big and spread out that, yeah, but they got a lot of places there that are great. And Truth's actually about to open there too,
That's what I had heard. Thank you guys for what you're doing. I know it's a lot of work those late nights, but it's paying off. People, you're on people's radar. They know about you and they want to come.
Yeah. Out. Well, it is a lot of work, but at the end of the day, I get to make barbecue for a living. And, you know, no matter how much money you have or how happy you have, you could always be like, man, what if I can make barbecue for a living? You know what I mean? Because if you enjoy it, you know, I never take that for granted. Never, ever, ever have I thought, oh my gosh, I got to do this or whatever. It's a second that that it takes for me to realize, like, oh man, you still get to make barbecue for a living. So, it's something that's not lost on me. It's something that I don't take for granted. Never will.
Well, I think that's a nice way to bookend this and end this. So, thank you so much, and hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. And are you guys opening up this weekend?
We are actually. Yeah, we're gonna. I'm gonna take a break. Go home for Thanksgiving and come back on Friday and do all the prep, and then we'll open back up on Saturday for one day. I'm also bringing back what will be the next pit.
Oh, cool.
So I found this place that's 12 steps. I didn't find it. I've gotten permission to use this place. It's like 12 steps away.
Oh, cool.
It's a big metal shop. So I'm actually going to be able to cook barbecue while I build our next pit.
Oh,
so in between throwing logs on the fire, I'll be in the metal shop next door. Building our next smoker, and I'm bringing back the tanks from going to Thanksgiving. I'll bring back the tanks this week and start that project. So we'll hopefully make it till 2:30 or something, maybe 3 o'clock. I don't know. Maybe dinner is probably not in the near future, but hopefully we can you know, make 12 or 15 more briskets a day. That'd be
That's
great.
Cool. That's ideal. That's what's wonderful.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, good luck with that too. Good luck with that build. That'll be awesome.
Thank you. Thanks. Yeah.
All right. Well, have a great Thanksgiving and have a great rest of your week. And thanks again. I'll see you
soon.
Cool.
Thanks, Kevin.
I'll be out about a month or two, so I'll come out for sure.
Okay. Cool.
All right. See you soon.
All right. See you. Bye-bye. Thanks.